The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Ooh.
Yeah, old boys. We got some good stuff today.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I think their stuff is so good that old Madman had to, he might have wet himself.
He did.
Oh, hang on a second.
Do you think he hasn't left me a message?
Let me look. You got to have keys to get back in up here. So, yeah, I don't have a message.
I know.
I assume he brought his keys with him.
There he is.
Hey, there go that boy.
We were wondering.
Howdy.
I didn't get a message.
I said we had clips so good that you might have wet yourself.
All that talk got him excited.
I went to Fistville and
you got to check it out.
You got to get a shirt. You have to get one. And I went there. That's all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
That's all you got. Why don't you kick it off with a little court? Little court audio.
Do tell.
I guess you'd call it a court interview, maybe.
Before or after?
If you'd shut the F up,
I'm excited.
You are a little talky-talky.
I need to know.
Nobody ever said to the teammate on the football team, hey, you're playing too hard today. I get it.
Is this before or after court? Tell me. No.
This is what you call a deposition.
Okay.
A deposition. And you know what? Here's what we'll do. This guy's face is very famous, but is his voice. Let's see if Paige can figure out who is speaking in this deposition before. Wait a minute, Fat Boy. Do they even say anything? I don't think they do.
I think this is the, let me write it down. I got a description for it. And then we'll see
Is it Egg?
Is it that one? Is that what he says in that one? Is it that says penis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, egg shaped.
Yep.
I apologize. I went to the bathroom and I got back in here.
I've been like, why is he leaving right now?
Well, I know. I had to go.
Sir, according to the police department's probable cause affidavit, one witness described your penis as oval shaped and claimed when it was thick towards the bottom,
nice. But
was thin and small towards the head portion, and called it egg-shaped. Those are not my words, I apologize. But as Mr.
Now adjourned.
As Mr. Critton has stated, that this is a...
All right.
I'm willing to continue.
He said, I'm willing to continue.
The person being, would it be deposited? I don't know what you call it in a deposition.
DP'd, deposed. Actually.
They're being DP'd. Do you know who that was?
I couldn't make it out.
Well, you couldn't tell. I mean, he didn't speak, but do you know what that deposition was from?
If I had to guess, we might have mentioned him earlier.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Bob Long.
That was from one of the depositions that was released where it was being told to them by one of the accusers, and they were, I guess, trying to find out if it was. I don't know how they would do that in court, though. Like, do they send the judge into the John with them?
Yeah, and go with the bailiff.
Well,
does he take a selfie of his?
I think they took a picture of Harvey Weinstein during the whole thing, and they had to. I think they showed it to the jury, like, you know, like him naked from the waist down.
Well, you know what's crazy is because like what you call it?
And he was a rapist.
Stormy Daniels, she described Trump's.
Yeah, mushroom.
See.
Yeah, she
well, I got news
it.
For you, Paige. All of them kind of do. I mean, if yours doesn't, I'd see a doctor after 4 weeks.
I don't have one.
She did describe it, but I can't remember if it was... she was deposed, too, right?
Yes.
So she had to talk about
deposed,
it.
Deposed, that's the word. Not,
I like DP'd better, though.
It's not deposited.
Deposited.
Yeah.
How about when he says this is done? His lawyers are like, you know what? This is adjourned.
He just looks over at the lawyer. It was not on the camera.
Epstein should have been like, you know what? I'll answer it. I'll even show you what it looks like if you'd like.
Drop trowel.
Like, I really don't know what they would do to... maybe that's why they deposed Bill Clinton, to ask him what it looked like.
God, when the Clinton interview on the whole thing, he was laughing when he saw the picture of him in the dress.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, if you watch that whole thing, if you like watched it on you know, I can change the speed on videos now, you watch it, he drinks every 4 seconds. Like, that's the big telltale sign with him. He's constantly drinking. His mouth's getting dry, he's drinking, Hillary was the one who literally was like, mad at my husband right now, but I can't say it right now because we ain't really been married in like 25 years. But I still have to act like it's like Vince McMahon and Linda McMahon were for years.
Well, you know, she's pissed because she got her turn, but she never really got it, you know, and it kind of blew it. And
right.
He made it all the way.
And he's up there just kind of.
But when his lawyer tried to take the picture away, he grabbed it and was laughing at it.
I remember this.
That's ridiculous.
That's me in the dress. He said he'd never seen it before.
It is odd how
people can be so vile, and that's okay.
I don't know.
It sickens me.
I don't know. But here's the question I have, though, is if Paige, you ever had a one-night stand?
Come on.
Serious question.
Not with a stranger.
But that's what that is, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
I've never gone to a bar and
met. Is it a one-night stand? Like if Paige and I just go do it after the Christmas party and then go back to work and never do it again?
I think it is. Or what if she hooks up with a gay friend?
She ghosted me, maybe. But then she saw me at work and like nothing happened. Anyway,
I mean, I have.
Still wearing that blue dress I see.
God dang it.
It's part of my costume.
I have had an indiscretion one night with somebody.
Okay. Could you then?
But I knew him.
Could you tell me what it looked like? Don't, but could you?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I feel like she really wants to, but she,
draw it.
No, he was very, very, very handsome.
Describe it to AI, and I'll see what it looks like.
She said it was handsome.
Yeah.
So we know there's a language barrier in this country.
I screwed this up by not being in here on time. I apologize.
Well, quit peeing so much. And this
drinking a bunch of water, guys.
This is coming from an overweight pre-diabetic.
Okay.
There's a language barrier, so when you come here, some stuff you just don't know. So. Is she trying to say to him, skirt marked or skid mark?
Skirt mark.
Oh.
He's having a little trouble.
Have you ever heard of a skid mark?
What is a skirt mark?
Skid mark.
Skinny mark.
No, not skinny. Skid mark.
Skiddy.
Skid.
A skid mark.
So you don't know what a skid mark is?
Skid mark is, no.
Okay, ask Siri.
Oye, Siri.
Uh-huh.
AI girl, can I know what that mean, a skirt mark?
Honey, that's a skirt.
What'd
you get? It said skid mark with a D.
Girl, listen. The next time you can say a skid marks. What the f*** is a skid mark? Because I know, I never.
Don't say you've never had a skid mark before. That's a lie.
No, I have skid mark. I know that. But it's enough for that. It's enough for naked poot.
You had a wedgie.
I don't know what the f*** is wedgie.
What?
Oh, awesome. Was that from 90 Day Fiancé?
I don't think so.
That's fine.
She's really, drilling him on S marks, if you will.
Skid mark.
Where did you find that?
It's not like Borat.
I'm telling you.
What is a skid mark?
What's a skid mark?
See, and if we get together with those folks and they could make fun of the way we talk, but then somebody's feelings get hurt.
Yeah, somebody ruins it.
You'll make fun of my accent. I do not sound like that. A skid mark.
That's what brings us together, man. Come on.
Unity.
It kind of does. I mean, it really, really, really
Penny
does.
Marks.
You want to...
Skiddies.
You want to do a little karaoke, maybe?
You want to do a little karaoke? I would love to do a little karaoke. I'm always into to this guy. And it got to be that point, to the point where I didn't want to do it too much because, eventually people do get tired of stuff. But here he is once again, folks. My favorite Asian singer is Oliver Chuo with one of your favorites.
I want to feel that feeling for my life. I want to shake it like a leaf on the tree. Cause it was lean, mean, behind that law, pointing at a gun at me. Oh, wait a minute, baseline, didn't even kiss her. Don't want no trouble with you. I know you don't owe me, but I wish you'd let me. I swear I'm famous from you.
Here it comes.
sing it if you know the word.
Oh, won't you give me three steps? Give me three steps of the mister. Give me three steps of the Lord. Give me three steps. Give me three steps of the mister. I will never speak of me no more. For sure.
There he is.
Skinnered.
God.
I highly suggest, I don't want to give away my honey hole because you won't listen to the show anymore for BDA, but Oliver.chuo on Instagram. The guy.
Amazing.
He does karaoke. He realized what he was doing. He realized his audience.
God,
and he
freaking
went with it.
Speaking of honey holes, he found his.
Yes, he did.
Dang it, man.
Yes, he did.
This is.
We're making fun of people with foreign accents today. I just realized
obviously.
The theme.
We got a little theme. Well, this one here is rough. This video went viral as hell.
Why is it so rough?
Everywhere, because it happens at a Dollar General in Hodges, South Carolina. Shout out Greenwood.
I've not Googled this simply because you said that yesterday, and I want to hear it when everybody else does.
Were they fighting over something?
I had to cut a lot of it out. And I'll tell you, the bleeps you hear, obviously you'll know the bleeps that we like to bleep. You know, you'll get a sense for the cuss word.
Right.
I'll just tell you straight up, the other bleeps are racial slurs
that
I couldn't allude to.
So I just straight up bleeped them. So were they people of different races fighting, or was it of the same race?
So different races.
Okay, that's where it's bad.
There's a lady who, black lady is working at the Dollar General running the cashier. The lady in line is a white lady who's, you know, raising hell, making some accusations. And she got a little feisty. But here you go. Shout out Greenwood.
This dumbass black bitch just hit me with a f***ing can at the Dollar General. Is that what I'm saying?
Ma'am.
Yes,
okay.
Hit me with a f***ing Mountain Dew can in my f***ing arm.
Warm.
Behind the f***ing register. Yeah, the bitch works here. And I'm not f***ing leaving.
Yeah, I got cameras.
That's because I tried to get his can of Mountain Dew and she ripped them and they broke. So I swung it back across the counter.
Exactly.
She swung.
Did it
talk to your ass? Not the
it did.
You can roll the camera.
It did. I can't.
You had an attitude. Time we come up.
It hit me.
It hit you. You dumb as f***. I don't care if she had
an attitude.
In
this day and time, could be you or her.
I don't care. Well, today she's
So somebody, she's on the phone, I guess, with a cop, maybe. I don't know.
So somebody else is videoing her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody's videoing the whole thing. And I don't know if the lady or whoever's videoing, which was a dumb explanation, you know, she says the word, you know, the slur. Yeah. That lady, that's when she says, well, that could be you or her. That could mean any one of you these days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, kind of
goes. So was the lady that said that, I have to ask this, was the lady who said that black?
No, the black lady works at the store.
So the only black person was the lady who works at the store. God.
The white lady's in line. And we don't see the hurling in the Mountain Dews or whatever. You know?
Right, well, of course.
I didn't see her Orm get hit.
Orm. Sound like the lady that lived in DeBourne.
But it got to the point to where it spreads to where let's find out who she is, where she lives, where she works, that type of situation. Because that's how those go now.
It's just weird when you get into an argument with somebody. Like, we see with our eyes, obviously. I just wonder, when blind people get into arguments, what do they call each other? Because, right?
Like, what did you used to look like?
Like, when white people get into arguments, you ginger. You and then, we have the same color hair. You Catholic. Oh, you SEC fan. Like, you'll find a way to break down something visual or some characteristic.
You Peckerwood!
But what do blind people do? Like,
I don't know.
I bet you ugly as hell. You sound ugly.
I know what they do when they come in here. They take a picture with the wall.
Right. You're mean.
Because we're on the other side of it usually.
We just turned blind Josh in the wrong direction.
Oh,
in the photo. It was fun. It was cute.
You want to end with a little, I guess you call it a PSA.
God, man. I was hoping you'd say, man, I don't know if we should play that one or not.
Well, it's up to you.
Well, we're not presenting ourselves in a good light today. But, it's just a representation of the way it is. We just heard a little bit of racism there.
Yep.
Why not a little anti-gay stuff? This was an actual PSA that played on local television in the year 1954.
The following Saturday, they went fishing together. By now, they were using first names. Ralph said it was more friendly.
Ralph.
Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time. Then during lunch, Ralph showed him some pornographic pictures. Jimmy knew he shouldn't be interested, but, well, he was curious. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. But by now, Jimmy felt a fondness for Ralph, and they continued to go places together. Ralph was generous and took Jimmy many interesting places and did many nice things for him. He bought presents and even gave him money, but payments were expected in return. You see, Jimmy hadn't recognized Ralph's approach soon enough. When Ralph first asked Jimmy to go fishing alone, he should have discussed it with his parents or teacher. Finally, Jimmy told his parents, and they reported it to the juvenile authorities. Ralph was arrested, and Jimmy was released on probation in the custody of his parents.
So the kid got on probation.
Yeah, we have come a long way. And let me tell you something. I think Jimmy got talked into a few things. So,
are they both the same age?
Like
Toby Cast.
So you can't see that, you know, when the orchestra is playing or whatever. Like they're showing this B roll of them fishing and slapping each other on the ass and all that stuff. But then when it says the part, what was the guy's name?
Jimmy, Ralph and Jimmy.
But Ralph wanted payment, and they show them walking into a hotel room.
He was going to get his payment.
Oh, my God, man. It's like this kid, he picked him up and took him fishing, you know. Like, first off, his dad probably felt horrible, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't take his son fishing.
Plus, here's the thing.
Don't take the girl.
This is the PSA 50s
don't
or whatever.
Don't take Ralph.
Well, don't take Ralph because Ralph will talk in, you know. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, what are the ages of these people?
Well, that kid right there was probably like 12, 13 in the video.
So they're showing their kids, like, look, you have to watch this, and the kids don't get it because they don't know what's going on.
Right. But then in the 80s, though, that turned into you're going to get murdered if you get in that van. God. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, then it became the AIDS one when they figured that out, and that was
don't understand is Ralph has a sickness. He has a disease that you can't see. Ralph is a homosexual.
That's
wrong. That's wild, man.
First off, that's a drop. Second, I can't believe that
you ain't ever using that again. That'll be on the next Best Damn Audio, won't it?
Mm-mm. Oh, which is coming up.
Yeah. Coming up in this next segment. Are we breaking right here?
Oh, yeah. We'll take a break.
Okay. Coming up in this next segment, you're going to hear a guy that not only was bullied, but as a result of being bullied, he then got fully bullied more on the news.
Fully bullied.
Full on bullied.
Oh,
fully bullied.
I got a kid.
Fully bullied.
Watch it. Just watch it.
I got a kid with a strong Southern accent, and he's ashamed of what his hot mom wore to his awards ceremony, and he's calling her out on video.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll hear from Jared Laskowski next.
Oh, no.
That's Paige's son. I apologize for saying his full name, Paige. Good morning, everyone.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
The best.
The best.
Yeah.
The best.
My
best,
first time hearing it today.
Best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yeah, there's more. Matter of fact, if you got something you think, man, this is funnier than that crap you're playing, prove it, buddy.
So we're going to hear the best?
The best that we have.
Oh, okay.
The best Matt Mann can get.
I'll put this one up against almost anyone we've done. We are the champions.
My
of
friend.
The world.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to beat Skridmark. That was good.
Oh, this isn't going to beat it for sure. I've heard them all, so it will. Because I have to arrange them and put them in the system.
I know. I hate that too.
Is this the one that you super had to edit for him?
We always, just want to go back and double check.
We want to make sure that not, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not too much.
It's appropriate.
Let's start first with this young man. And I hope I'm saying his name right. Is it Quinturus? Quinturus?
Maybe is it just Quint?
Quint? Quinturus.
Like, you know, if your name is Hicarius, I'd imagine
his
you would go by Hack.
His name is Q-U-E-N Quinterus.
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 You're getting confused with the body part, buddy.
Quinterus.
I just want you to.
Quinterus.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Quinterus Brown. Brown be. Quinterus.
What a great name. Here?
Quinterus Coffee family. Ready for Brown Quinterus. Anyway, I feel bad even now because this guy was bullied.
Bless him.
You know, people that work at fast food, they like having fun. They like either spitting in your food, giving you syphilis, or...
Syphilis? Good God, you can't cure that.
If they didn't get your name to put on the order, they'll sometimes describe you. And that's what happened to Quinterus Brown.
Well, it's happened to me, too.
Before he got his order, when he saw the words, "Lil Ugly Dude," printed at the bottom, he ran out of the restaurant.
It hurt my feelings. It made me cry.
They called him Little Ugly Dude. That's I've got Germany sad. Before, Jerm Remy.
Jerm Remy.
One day, he sent a picture, and this was pre-AI. His damn bill said Germany Ellenberg.
Yep.
Germany.
Who would name that?
And I like when I go to the counter, and they're like, "We got an order for Jeremy."
They see right the here. Last name, they're going to say, "Certainly your first name's not Germany Ellenberg."
Like, what is this?
Really?
It's like, come on. Then you got to tell them what the order is.
Manny.
Like it's a plain triple, you know, large size with a 10-piece on the side.
It's not Quinterius. There's a ball player named that. It's Quinterus.
Quinterus.
Quinterus Brown. Well, you play it again because I felt the sadness in his voice. Certainly, he's doing this to be able to sue them later, you know, laying it out there. But I believe he said his feelings got hurted real bad.
Before he got his order. When he saw the words "Lil Ugly Dude" printed at the bottom, he ran out of the restaurant.
It hurt my feelings. It made me cry.
Hurts my heart. I feel bad for him.
How mean, though?
Well, I bet you they said, "What's your name for the order?" Quinterus.
They didn't know. They couldn't figure it out.
I know. We'll just put a little ugly dude on there. L-I-L, ugly dude.
This dude.
Like, run with that dude. That's your rap name now.
Let me ask you a question, and this is for both of you. Have you ever encountered a secret shopper?
Yes.
I was one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did it pay good?
No.
Did you get to keep whatever you bought?
I got $50, and it was in store credit. But, I mean, again, it was... You know about this. You probably don't remember.
Can we do this at Chick-fil-A or somewhere?
I did it...
Because that would cover lunch close.
I did it twice.
Oh, that'd be a good place
so
to do it, too.
You were just seeing if they did everything.
I just had to go in there as a customer and then write down. But knowing that, though, you go in there. It's like when a consultant comes to your company. They're not going to say, "Guys, it looks great." Because you're going to say, "Well, hell, why do I have a consultant anymore?" But
they're rotisserie. So this is a guy who works at a big box retailer. And this is kind of odd because he's off of the clock, but he's shopping around.
Yeah.
So he spotted a secret shopper, and I guess they were kind of going back and forth at each other.
And he had the label covered on his hat or something.
That's great.
Like, I don't know why he's going off on her, but he ain't happy.
Secret shopper right here. Lame-ass fat bitch. Stupid feet-ass ugly face-ass bitch. Peanut head-ass fat hoe. You a secret shopper. Lame-ass hoe. Bitch, I seen you. She looking at me through the cookie aisle while I can't shop. Why is you staring at me through the cookie aisle? Bitch, I got a whole basket. Bitch, I got curls. Shut your lame ass up, bitch. Lame ass hoe. You lame and no life having ass, bitch. You hoe. Your mama. Your kid. Everything you stand on, hoe. I don't give a f-. Go get somebody to fight me. I'm gonna beat him up. Go get somebody. You lame and bitch, I'll steal a cookie and run about this hoe, bitch.
What do you call her?
Ugly footed peanut head.
I gotta hear the one
she
part.
She must have
again.
Been wearing some sandals.
Oh boy.
Which have you ever been?
Secret shopper right here. Lame ass fat bitch. Stupid feet ass ugly face ass bitch. Ugly peanut head ass fat hoe.
That's what I was
saying. Peanut head.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
I'm gonna call some of that today.
Peanut
head ass fat hoe.
Curved in the middle, round at the bottom.
That's what they called Epstein in the deposition.
That sounded like the description of his...
peanut head ass fat hoe.
Quinterus.
That's what you put on the wall. It's a big picture of an athlete. A fat hoe.
No, it's... listen, I will figure out a way to retweet or whatever the hell this... Somebody said that what I played was from a Key and Peele bit. It was not. It was from the news.
Yeah, I didn't watch him, so I don't know if
somebody says it was a Key and Peele. No, this is real. God, I hate AI.
I've seen it before.
Oh, whoa.
God. Or they get mad if you don't use the clip they sent.
You peanut head ass fat hoe. All right, do we have time for one more?
We better have time for two more.
Okay. Oh. All right, you want me to go next?
Yeah, you go next.
All right. The Europeans, you know, they talk differently. Have you heard what they call cigarettes or a bundle of sticks? It's really strange.
Mm-hmm.
The French especially say words that over here is a big deal, but over there it's like, eh. Mm-hmm. Well, they recently had the 2026 Queen's Club Championship over in London, and a French tennis player, this is a guy, Corentin Moutet, I bet I'm saying it wrong, he just served 142 mile per hour serve. Like, dang. Think about that. He's then asked on live TV, the BBC, don't get confused, Paige. It's your favorite porn category. He was asked by Jenny Drummond on BBC about that serve, and, well, he got him in trouble a bunch.
Whatever you do, you just put the ball in the court, and then he hates me 142. I was like, I would have to serve, and F-word. I would have to.
No F-word. F-bombs, please. No. Right, Corentin, I'm going to ask you one more question. Apologies, everyone, for the language there. I'm going to ask you one more question, so please keep it clean, okay? You on the grass, last week, unfortunately, didn't go your way. What's it like to get your first victory? Corentin, we need to improve that for the next round. Apologies, everyone. Corentin Mouti.
What are you apologizing to? Like, everyone loved that.
How about old girl sounding like Shrek when she talked to him?
Like she, right? She had like a British Australian alien accent. That was weird.
That's a apologize for the F words.
God, that was good.
Oh, a filthy mouth tennis player.
Yeah.
Well, this lady 142
mile an hour serve, though. Like, that's amazing. They could put a literal tennis ball in you.
I mean, Federer.
Not in a sexy way, but like, just throw it at you.
Sampras and Federer were up there at those speeds, right?
It's hard to say his name.
Federer. So this lady here is going to set this clip up. Okay. She went to her son's award ceremony, and you'll hear him at the end of it kind of chime in. And I put this on my story, too, so you can see it. Because you will not believe.
Oh, that's what we can do. We can share the story.
You will not believe how hot mom is in this clip.
Oh, Lord.
Now, if you listen to the kid, you think she's some kind of troll running around town. But she's good looking. So you can go to Fatboy 933 and watch it.
Sure.
So she's going to set it up. Then this kid's got the greatest accent ever. Because they're from Alabama.
Oh. I have been informed today that I need to wear a better bra and shirts that are not fitted. That is what I was told today at his awards day. Was it thank you for coming and supporting me? It was, what do you have on? And you need to change. And I don't think there's anything wrong with what I've got on. There's not nothing wrong with what I got on.
There's not nothing.
I could literally see my friends looking at your tits because they're sticking out like a sore thumb.
Well, I can't help that.
And your nipples are poking out.
No, they're not.
They was.
Well, it may have been cold for a split second. Hold on.
I've been showing what I got on.
This is what I mean. They're literally hanging.
What's hanging?
Your titties.
What do you mean they're hanging?
They look awful. Like, not awful, like they're just sticking out.
Maddox.
Lord, it's about being naked.
About what?
Oh my God.
He says she's almost naked. Mom's hot. She's got a big set of hooters.
Oh, you're just trying to get followers now on Instagram.
Go look at it.
I'm going.
You'd go to that award ceremony every year.
I have to unmute you now. I mean, follow. Oh, you see,
dang it, me and Party Man Dan. Population 2.
He doesn't use it anymore. I unbanned him. He doesn't. Maybe he banned me now.
Yeah,
he might have.
He blocked you for good.
Oh, we got to go, but go check it out. She's good looking.
Oh, wow. This lady. Oh, man.
Yeah, I love the way he says, you know, kitties.
How old is
with
he?
With a K.
I don't know. He looks like he's probably 10 or 11.
I'm like, God dang. Like, you know, do you want a social while we're at it?
Would
you
like his address? No, I just, you know.
Did he live off Woodruff Road, Paige?
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, hello, this is Dave.
Hey, David, are you the owner of the there?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Good, how you doing today?
You need a to-go order?
No, sir. I'm calling with a proposition for you. My name is Michael Fluffer. I'm a director from L.A., and I was recently in New York and had a meal there at your restaurant. Very, very good food, I must say.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Appreciate the vote of confidence out there. Where are you from?
I'm from L.A. I'm a movie director.
L.A., California. All right, coming to New York. Thanks.
Absolutely. I was there. I fell in love with your restaurant. I've got a movie coming up that I'm going to be filming in Long Island, but... I fell in love with your restaurant. I thought it'd be the perfect restaurant for a particular scene that we're doing and wanted to find out how we could go about making that happen.
Interesting. Yeah, we've actually done some movies in my restaurant before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, my restaurant, not only is the food amazing, but because it's the Italian flavor, we have a little Sopranos action going in there. Some of the guys from the cast years ago would come by. Yeah, it's a great, you know, the guys hang out, a lot of male bonding, you know, how you doing, you know, smoking cigars. It's a nice environment. Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. That's exactly when the male bonding thing, that's going to be good. This is, the movie is, I'm trying to think.
Like Sopranos? Is it like this new stuff that's going on, this boardwalk at Atlantic City, you know, really like, you know, the guys hanging out, you know, camaraderie and all that stuff, all the good, you know, the hey, how you doing, you know, like you're like a Joe Pesci kind of, you know, Goodfellas kind of thing?
No, not at all. The name of this movie is called Weapons of Ass Destruction, and it's a male-on-male pornography movie. And I thought your bar there would be perfect.
Whoa! What was that?
It's a violent movie. No. It's called Weapons of Ass Destruction. It's a gay porn. And I've got one of the stars of the movie here. His name is Perry Hecker.
It's all women?
No, it's just dudes. And I thought your bar there.
Hey, this is a joke, right?
No, I just man, there's more money in that. But your bar is perfect. I've seen pictures, and I'd like to.
No, you don't understand. You call me because my restaurant's in Queens.
What?
They said, nah, man, you want that? Go back to Manhattan. Go down to Chelsea where the boys hang out. You got the wrong restaurant, man. You have no idea who you're talking to.
Nah, I like to make money. You like to make money?
I'm not making money, man. I can't have my reputation.
Look,
can't have that in my place.
You got a nice place, man. I like to perform right on your tables.
I really don't think that's going to happen. I have no, like I told you, look. All right, you sound like a nice guy. Good, I give you the benefit of the doubt. Go to Manhattan, go to Chelsea. All the boys are going to f***ing love you. You'll have a great time there. But coming to my restaurant, you ain't got two f***ing chances in hell.
Is that a
you
no?
Ain't got a prayer.
Is that a no?
That yes, sir. That is a N capital f***ing O capital. You got to be out of your f***ing mind.
Are you jealous?
Hey, I've never heard of you. I'm real famous. I make a f***ing veal parmesan that will melt in your mouth. You don't understand melting in your mouth. How you doing?
You know what? One day you're going to regret that you didn't make a movie with the great Michael Fluffer.
Regret. Please do me a favor. I make a good living over here, all right?
What if we get you a in the show, in the movie?
Are you kidding me?
Hey, now.
Man, what if I get to you for a while?
Is that still a no?
Come to my neighborhood. I don't care if you guys are in California. Come to my neighborhood. Let's see. Take care of that.
Fine. We'll be
noon. I wish you the best. As a gentleman, go make your movie. I've seen this. You guys are making millions of dollars. God bless you.
Listen,
but in my restaurant, not going to happen.
I'm going to in your restaurant with or without you, just so you know.
I'd like to see it happen because I don't care. You know what you're going to do? You're going to be leaving there without your You're going to be leaving in your hands. My chef will chop that off. You'll walk out Lorena Bobbitt style.
Do you have pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, you're going to be using your pepperoni all over my pizza. You'll slice that up so thin, it'll melt in your mouth. How you doing? You like that? You like that? You'll be eating your own How's that for you, buddy? You want to your own then you'll be eating your own How's that?
All right, I think we're going to try somewhere else. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Have a good day, all right?
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Man, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.